In a noteworthy development at the Venice Film Festival, the cinematic landscape appeared divided between two directors, Woody Allen and Roman Polanski, who have been blacklisted amid the hashtag MeToo movement. While Polanski's latest film faced significant critical scorn, Allen's 50th film, Coup de Chance, received laudatory reviews, thereby reiterating his increasing popularity in Europe as compared to the United States. Woody Allen's newest production, entirely in French, is a quintessential tale of love, infidelity, and murder, themes the director has explored extensively in the past. Critics have hailed the film as his most captivating work in the last decade, following a less impressive slate of recent films. Allen himself noted, "I thought to myself, it's my 50th film and I love Paris so much that I'll make it in French. And then I could think I'm a genuine European filmmaker." The 87-year-old director has been largely ostracized by Hollywood following the rise of the hashtag MeToo movement, a consequence of allegations from the 1990s claiming he molested his adopted daughter. Allen, who asserts these allegations were fabricated by his former partner Mia Farrow, expressed conditional support for the movement, stating that he backs it where it does something positive. Meanwhile, Roman Polanski's comedy The Palace was met with overwhelmingly negative critiques. Positioned in a luxurious Swiss hotel during the turn of the century, the film includes humor that has been characterized by critics as unpalatable, leading to its critical demise. In another compelling narrative at the festival, Sofia Coppola's biopic of Priscilla Presley, the wife of rock legend Elvis Presley, garnered significant acclaim. The film, however, offers a troubling portrait of Elvis, depicting his courtship of a 14-year-old Priscilla when he himself was 24. Priscilla Presley, in her comments to reporters, lauded Coppola's work while also noting the complexity of watching a film about her own life and romantic history. Other films generating buzz include Poor Things, featuring Emma Stone and Maestro, starring Bradley Cooper as iconic composer Leonard Bernstein. Both films are considered strong contenders for the festival's Golden Lion Award, which will be announced on Saturday. However, many Hollywood stars have been conspicuously absent from the event, owing to ongoing strikes by actors and writers over compensation issues in the era of streaming services and emerging threats from artificial intelligence. The festival has reignited debates about the place of contentious figures in the cultural sphere, the impact of the hashtag MeToo movement on art and artists, and the shifting dynamics of film industry accolades in an increasingly polarized world.